A Rogue Valley graphic artist gets to display her work alongside the works of one of her favorite artists at an Ashland venue. Molly McBrayer is the graphic artist. Her grandmother was the painter Nancy Pewterbaugh. Their works hang together in an art space at Ashland Natural Medicine. Molly is here to talk about it. Molly, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
Along with Lynn McBrayer, Molly's mother, and of course Nancy's daughter. Lynn, good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Simé Horner-Lebowski is the gallerist at Ashland Natural Medicine. Lebowski spelled with a C-H. We just had a big discussion about that off air, but good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
So, Molly, let's start with you. Tell us about your work as a graphic artist and the kind of work that you create with it.
I started doing graphic art mostly because technology kind of caught up with what it was that interests me. So I was able to use a pen on the screen itself. So it just started to develop that way. I started with my own logo, and then I would do some for friends and family, and then just kind of branched out from there. I like to integrate my artwork with it as well. So sometimes it's not just super strong graphics. It could also be artwork mixed in with it. And it was something that I could do with kids at home and to be able to, work at home, essentially.
You have young kids, I understand.
Yeah.
Five and two, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. and not have an exact schedule of having to be at work 9 to 5. Mm-hmm. So it worked out for me best.
So the artwork, aside from the graphic art, so the actual physical art is fairly complicated stuff, it looks like. It's not really paint. It looks like a lot of gluing.
It is a lot of work. So, yeah, essentially we take, I take dried flowers and then I process them through just breaking them down to the buds, sometimes even crushing the leaves and things to kind of manipulate textures and colors. And there's hundreds and hundreds of flowers per piece and very methodically placed different places to create the piece at the end. Yeah.
Did you know your grandmother well? Was she an inspiration for your art?
My grandmother was a huge inspiration, probably the most inspiring artist that I can think of. She pretty much is the reason why I'm an artist. And I knew her really well, and we were really, really close. And it was really special to see her paint. And then when she passed away, I started kind of diving into my artwork because that was kind of my way of connecting with her even after she's passed. And
it's been 20 years since she died, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. 20 years. Yeah,
So Lynn McBrayer, tell us about your mother. Did she take up art late in life?
Well, she was always an artist. She made her own clothes, did amazing sweaters, needlepoint. She was always into the art, but pretty much during the time my dad worked, she took care of my dad, in a sense. And then when he retired, she was 60, and that's when her painting she just painted all the time. It just blew up. She just loved it. And so she finally got her voice out there, and she went with a group of friends that were in the Bay Area, and they just went all over and painted Marin and Antioch and wherever they could sit outside and paint. Yeah, she
loved
it.
Plein air, so she's a plein air painter. Okay, so did she paint at all before your father retired?
I don't remember any paintings, but color and art were really her thing. You know, her design, her art pieces that were in the house, her appreciation for all different kinds of art, whether it was ceramic or metal or paint, it was always present. Her art and her love of art was always present, but she didn't paint until my dad finally retired.
That must have been an interesting house to walk into.
It was awesome. It was really awesome. Yeah, she was good at it. And she would work in galleries and things like that. And always kind of sneak in another piece. And, my dad wouldn't notice for months, that sort of thing. it was a great place to grow up. I learned, an awful lot.
Did you become an artist yourself?
Not an artist in the sense of painting or wall art, but I'm a cabinet maker, was a cabinet maker until my hands went, kind of lost it. But so design is more my area of expertise, I think. And you walk into my house and you see, my mom and stuff on the walls, and kind of the same thing. I kind of patterned myself after that.
So it sounds like your mother gained a fair amount of respect for her work
in
a fairly short amount of time.
She did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did. She it was always in there. It was always in there. It was just time to come out. And she did.
That must have been quite a burst of creativity. Was she working? Was she working on her artwork pretty much constantly after her father retired?
She was, unless she had to cook dinner, mm-hmm. which she hated. but yeah, she just it was just there was a piece going all the time, all the time.
So how many works are there extant from Nancy Peterbaugh? Do we even have a catalog?
Hundreds. It flooded her house.
Really?
And then at one point, after she had passed away, we realized the whole underneath of the house was tons of canvases that were half done or, you know, kind of rough drafts.
You say underneath, so not a basement
underneath
or something?
Underneath the house. I don't know.
It was underneath the house. Yeah. It was the dirt went down and my dad had stored a bunch of boxes underneath the house.
There was so many paintings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you, it sounds like you guys didn't know about this until she died.
I
didn't know the number. Mm-hmm. I just knew every time we went into her house, there was always something new and it was just the best way to describe it was just flooding.
Walls and walls of paintings.
Yeah, it was like an art gallery every time we walked in. It was really, really, really special.
Well, we are talking about the paintings of Nancy Peterbaugh, who died 20 years ago. We have her daughter and granddaughter here in the studio with us, Lynn McBrayer and Molly McBrayer, whose works as a graphic artist are displayed alongside those of Nancy Peterbaugh at the Ashland Natural Medicine Gallery in Ashland. So we have Molly and Lynn and the gallerist Samae Lebowski with us as well here on the Jefferson Exchange. Got questions, comments? Join us at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. So Samae, obviously looking for things to put on the walls in the gallery, and we'll talk about the creation of that in a moment, but how did you end up making the connection to Molly and to her grandmother's work as well?
Well, both Molly and I have young boys around the same age, about a year apart, and we're in preschool together at Little Gnomes, which is that outschool, that amazing outschool door
after
program,
school.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, down at North Mountain Park. And, you know, it takes a while sometimes to meet parents when you're super busy, but our kids started to play together. And they play often at Grandma's house, at Lynn's house. And I came to pick up my son and walked in the home and was just in awe of the beauty on the walls. And I'm a high school trained art teacher. I taught Portland Public Schools for about 12 years. And I just immediately was connected to the artwork in so many ways. And so I started asking questions, really interested in her grandmother's work, and started really also noticing the passion behind her, you know, experience, and Lynn talking about, you know, your mom and your grandmother's work. And I also know Molly, too, because I've asked her to do some pro bono work for me with her graphic design. And I was like, Molly, we need to do a combination art show of your grandmother's work and your work. And she hesitated a little bit. And I was like, you're so talented. This work is really beautiful and stunning. How about I give you 10 months to create something side by side? And she said, you know, okay, you know, I need this, right? Mm-hmm. And that's where it started, was this idea.
So, Molly, were there any finished works of art of the kind that are going on the walls at the gallery at the time that she first discussed this with you?
There were none. My challenge was to come up with something that I felt could share the space with my grandma and exuded the color that was presented in my grandmother's pieces. I used that as a lot of my inspiration. None of the work was done yet. It was all...
So I had this image of you, the mother of a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, cramming as if for an exam to get the pieces ready for the show.
Yes, they were very helpful.
Are there flower petals all over the house and under things now?
Yeah, it was pretty chaotic at times, but you know, each piece that got done, it was so special because each one just kind of represented just another space next to my grandma that I felt was worth it to hang next to such an amazing artist. So it was pretty special.
So did you gear your works off of specific works of Nancy Peterbaugh's? I mean,
Not necessarily. Because mine uses all natural material, botanical flowers and such. So it wasn't so much. My grandma's very abstract. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing artistically, when I go to paint paintings and things like that, I have a incredibly hard time doing abstract work, though I've always had a love for it for obvious reasons. But this was something that I was able to do abstract freely. My brain allowed me to present that onto the piece without having to fight myself, you know, smooth enough, perfect enough, you know, round enough. And so that's also another cool thing about doing these pieces, you know, in an abstract form.
So her work is it impressionist or expressionist? How do we refer to the works of Nancy Peterbaugh?
Impressionist.
Okay.
Impressionist, yeah.
Which means fuzzy. I mean,
it can.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right, but it, yeah, it's an impression that mm-hmm. the artist gets of the thing. So, but now you, Molly, working with botanicals. I mean, do your works have a shelf life? I mean, if you put flower petals and stuff into a piece of art, I mean, you have
to. I mean, I would imagine over time, eventually, but I think. And I guess supposedly it could get put behind glass as well, but it's all pretty sturdy. You know, mm-hmm. it'll last as long as you take care of it properly, keep it out of direct sunlight, things like that. That if you don't touch it, I would imagine it's going to stay for a really long time.
So how many pieces eventually came together for you for this display?
We have 9 of my pieces.
9 of yours,
yeah.
Okay. And mm-hmm. there's like is it a dozen or so of Nancy Peterbaugh's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, and then talk now, if you would, Sameh Lebowski, about the gallery space more generally, because this is an actual medical operation, Ashland Natural Medicine.
Yeah, Ashland Natural Medicine is a natural medicine clinic. If you would say we have 2 doctors, you know, homeopath and naturopath and chiropractor, and then we also have an acupuncturist as well. But when my husband and I moved down here from Portland, I left teaching but still love art. And art really needs to be a part of my daily life. And I really know the connection between health and wellness and art and the importance that it brings to our patients. And I personally am tired of walking into the dentist's office that still has that kitty cat poster that says, hang in there, you know,
the
for 25
from 1979,
years,
yeah.
Right? And you're like, really? Come on, I know you can afford some other kind of art. And so when we were looking for a space, I felt like the space also needed to feel like a gallery space. And so that when our patients come through the door, they are immersed in something very different, not clinical, but warmth and exciting and interesting and contemplative and nurturing. And so I'm very specific, of course, about the art that's hung there. But I wanted a space that I could trade out artwork monthly, bi-monthly, to really support the healing needs of our patients. And our patients come in really sick, and they come in with lots of worries, lots of concerns. And I've heard multiple times over and over again from our patients that when they walk in our door, they immediately feel calm, safe, because of the artwork on the walls, and in addition, of course, to our staff and what we provide there. But it's a very different environment than your typical, you know, doctor's office. It's very non-traditional. And it allows them to think about and look at the artwork, and how often do we actually get to go out and look at artwork?
That's true, yeah. So right? If you go to the doctor's office anyway, it's nice to, hey, look, you know, I didn't have to go to the gallery today. Here I am.
So it's healing. It offers a different mindset. It allows people to stay calm. It actually, you know, helps your nervous system quite a bit, calms you down. And you get educated, and you get to talk and question and think about something really beautiful. So.
Sameh Lebowski is the gallerist for Ashland Natural Medicine, where is now hanging the works of Molly McBrayer, a graphic artist, and the works, the paintings of her grandmother, Nancy Peterbaugh. So we have Molly here, Sameh is here, Lynn McBrayer is here, who is Molly's mother and Nancy's daughter. You can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760 and jx@jeffnet.org. Molly or Lynn, talk about Nancy's technique. Did you get a chance to be around her much when she worked?
She had a teacher who was part of the group, and I noticed in my mom that she would somewhat follow the teacher in the beginning. And then she went off onto her own technique, which I don't even know what it was, besides oil paints and really bright colors and abstract and little Berkeley cars. And so I think my mom had to take a couple of years to learn how to do color.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, her technique was just her technique. I mean, it's impressionist, but it's just her. And that's, she just used color to I don't know, just shock. You know, I mean,
they're very vibrant colors.
Yeah, they're very vibrant colors, and the colors are in places that you wouldn't expect the colors to be. And but she didn't have any certain technique necessarily.
How late in life did she paint? I know she started at 60.
At 60, and she passed away in 75, when she was 75. And so she painted for probably, I'd say, 12 years.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But it was an amazing run there.
There were so many paintings I didn't know that she started at 60. Mm-hmm. I would have imagined it would have been,
Have some of them been sold? I mean, some of them in other places? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so. Down the Bay Area, a lot of them were sold. That's where she came from.
Mm-hmm. And the display is called Saddle Road, is that right?
That's what Molly named it, and that's the road my parents lived on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the name of the art show. I named it Saddle Road after my grandma.
That's a really fun memory, I understand, visiting grandma when you were a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would take the Amtrak train from Sacramento down, and one of the grandparents would pick us kids up, and we would just go run around their house and swim and go
and
shopping.
We were so thankful to be alone.
It was pretty special. It was awesome. It was a really good place to spend time.
All right. So this display runs through April 2nd. Is that right?
Yes.
At Ashland Natural Medicine. So are people welcome to come in even if they don't have medical business with Ashland Natural Medicine?
Absolutely.
No obligation required?
Yeah. We get people who walk by all the time and look in the window and they're really curious and come in and then they're not sure if it's a gallery or if it's something else. And we're open traditional hours, Monday through Friday, and people off the street are welcome to come in and look at the work. We encourage it, and they're also for sale as well.
Just a couple seconds left. I understand you had a bit of a long history with doctor's offices as a kid, which explains why you wanted this one to be so welcoming.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Los Angeles, severe asthma, and was in and out of the hospital and doctor's office my entire childhood, and I think it would have been very different for me, my experience, if I had the walls covered in the type of artwork mm-hmm. that we present in our current space.
And so much more welcoming environment.
Way
has been
more welcoming.
At Ashland Natural Medicine. That is where Simei Lebowski is the gallerist and brought in this show, Saddle Road, which features the works of Molly McBrayer, graphic artist, and the paintings of her grandmother, Nancy Puterbaugh, a plein air painter. And we also have Lynn McBrayer, who is Molly's mother and Nancy's daughter. Thank you all for joining us today
Thank
on the Jefferson
so
Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you here on the Jefferson Exchange. We have a second hour of the Jefferson Exchange coming up. We're going to talk about jail care once again here on the program. Stay tuned.